Warning, The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
I am deeply regretting what I have done, and I am not resigning. I have made it clear that I accept responsibility for this, and people who draw conclusions about me are free to do so. I've worked for the people of my district for 13 years and in politics for 20 years, and I hope that they see fit to see this in the light that it is, which is a deeply regrettable mistake. This was a big mistake to...
All right. We all know what it is. Pinocchio comes to mind, but this is not about Wiener's nose. That's number one. Done. Finished. Shut off the grill. When will he resign? How long will the marriage last? 30 days, 60, 90, before she leaves him? Now, the question is, what if Al-Qaeda had gotten a hold of these pictures of the congressman, the liberal Democrat congressman from Brooklyn, New York? Remember, he's a loudmouth liberal Democrat, which unto itself is reprehensible in a time like this. This is a man who has embraced the entire radical liberal agenda from top to bottom, global warming, et cetera. I don't even want to go down the litany of crazed thinking that these people engage in. But what if Al-Qaeda had gotten a hold of these lewd photos of Congressman Wiener before Andrew Breitbart did? Don't you think they could have blackmailed the sitting U.S. congressman? Now, what if this congressman had been on a defense appropriations committee and Al-Qaeda said, we don't want any more funding for remote weaponry. You can't, blah, 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 or else we'll leak the photo. Don't you understand how this works? There was a time when the FBI wouldn't hire people with certain weaknesses. But that, of course, went out with the dust broom. Today, the FBI, CIA is just riddled with people of all characters. Weak, strong, brilliant, patriotic, you name it. There's absolutely no standards whatsoever in the U.S. government, so far as I know. But here the water sipping said it all. Here we saw Wiener up there. He gives the speech, the mea culpa, and then he starts sipping from the yuppie water bottle. Inappropriate, yes, but telling, more importantly telling. Right away the sipping. Sipping, I thought he was going to get out a baby bottle with a nipple on it next. Then he goes on for 40 minutes, confessing, crying, enjoying the cameras still. Enjoying the cameras, can't get away from the cameras. Sipping, weeping, crying, my wife Suma, Huma, Numa, Duma, Huma, Duma. Not once did he say, I'm sorry to the American people. Not once did he apologize as a sitting congressman. It was all about him and his wife. This is a U.S. congressman. I did not once hear the word, I apologize to the Congress. I apologize to the nation. He didn't say that. It was all about him again. Now, you got to understand his self-image was most important, and he has a psychopathic self-obsession, which is a subset of the mental disorder that is known as liberalism. We know all of this. If he was a Republican, how long would he have lasted? Would it have gone this long? Here, Sarah Palin made a statement about Paul Revere that was actually accurate, and the vermin in the media hasn't let it go yet. On and on and on about Sarah Palin and Paul Revere. On and on and on, the little snitty people from the media. But here we have a guy with a major league disgusting self-derogatory mentality. If he had any decency, he would have gotten up and said, I did it. I'm sorry I lied to the media. I'm sorry I embarrassed my wife. I'm sorry I embarrassed the U.S. Congress. I apologize to the American people, and I hereby resign my position. And I'm going to seek mental help. I'm checking right into Creedmoor Mental Hospital. But he didn't do that. He said he's not resigning. Did we have that soundbite where he said, I'm not resigning? That's very important. Get the I'm not resigning one. I want to hear him say that.
I am deeply regretting what I have done, and I am not resigning.
That's all. Okay, I am not resigning. Now, as you well know, he came up by way of a very fine university, SUNY at Plattsburgh. Not Harvard, not Yale, not even NYU. I mean, he went to Plattsburgh and he wanted to be a weatherman. We looked it up on Wikipedia. He sought to be a TV weatherman, but his interest turned toward politics and became active in student government. All right, things happen. Some kids want to be an astronaut, and then they come down to Earth. He wanted to be a weatherman, and he became a congressman. All right, you got to write it off. You got to understand something. He was deeply tied to Senator Schumer and still is. You may not know this, that this is, I'm going to make a guesstimate here. Who did this to Schumer? Who shafted Wiener? Who released the pictures to Breitbart? They didn't happen by accident. You know, I don't have Breitbart on the show, but we don't know where he got these from. Somebody leaked them to him. So who shafted Wiener? Who did this to the weatherman? My guess would be, if I was paid to investigate this, would be his political, not his political enemies so much. See, they're blaming conservatives, but I would look within the liberal community itself. And to me, being a fairly good detective, I would look in Schumer's direction. Of course, we don't know if that's true. But you have to understand, Schumer's well known as a media psycho. Another one who couldn't get away from a microphone, wouldn't shut up for years. Now, all of a sudden, this young kid who worked for him appears, named Wiener, and he starts to usurp Schumer in the big mouth test, in the grabbing the camera test, in the not being able to stop the yakking test. So suddenly Schumer's threatened. Because remember, Schumer liked the position of being the number one big mouth from Brooklyn. Now all of a sudden he's got competition. And you got to understand that there's possibly a connection here. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm just asking you. Who do you think shafted the weatherman? 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. It's actually sad, to be frank with you. If you think I took pleasure in watching it, I actually didn't. I squirmed. I felt bad for him. I only wished he would stop already. If I were his older brother, I'd say, Tony. I don't even, how do you get a name Anthony? I don't understand that either. Allegedly, his parents were Jewish. The father was a lawyer, of course. His father was a lawyer. What do you expect? You got to blame the father. You can just imagine the kind of cases the father handled. All right, but put that aside. How do you get a name like Tony? But anyway, put that aside. The poor guy is up there. He's suffering, groping, squirming. The crying got me sick. I felt embarrassed for him. I don't want a congressman in the House of Representatives who starts to cry the minute he gets caught cheating. And it didn't look very good. Doesn't it make America look worse? Doesn't it make it sickening? Doesn't it make you sick to watch this? Let me ask you another question. How long would a Republican have lasted? Again, I'll repeat it again for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about. Sarah Palin made a statement about Paul Revere that was actually factually correct because I read the Paul Revere quote. He was warning the British, saying that you're not going to win. The vermin in the media would not let go of Sarah Palin. It wouldn't stop. Remember years ago, there was a vice president by the name of Quayle who said they mispronounced the word potato or something. They wouldn't let it go. Here's a guy sells you schmuck. He sends a picture of his schmuck to women, and they're on his side. It's unbelievable to me. Who got rid of Wiener? Who got rid of Wiener, and why? Who got rid of Wiener? Now, is he done, finished, shut off the grill or not? I don't think he knows to get off the stage. He reminds me of the little girl at the wedding who keeps dancing after the band stops playing. He can't stop. He can't stop. The band stopped playing, and he's out there still dancing in front of everybody. This is a man who has not only a deviant behavior, but he has a deviant personality, which makes him unfit for public office. Since we're talking about Wienergate, we're going to also talk about circumcision today because it is somewhat related. Since I stumbled upon the article on the LA Times website last week, I don't know if you've seen this on michaelsavage.com, the new website. You won't believe this. There's a comic book called Circumcision Man, where there's a blonde superhero battling evil Jewish characters, which recall the stereotypical images out of Nazi Germany, and they're published by liberals who say that they're against circumcision. Now, we can argue, or discuss if you wish, I'd rather not argue this, the relative merits or dismerits of circumcision. That's certainly a valid topic. But to then go and put out a comic book which shows a blonde superhero battling evil Jewish circumcisers and not see that you liberals have now become the equivalent of Julius Streicher, who published Der Stürmer, literally The Stormer, which was a weekly tabloid format Nazi newspaper that did caricatures of evil Jews. You have now become Der Stürmer. But you got to understand, I'm not new to the connection between ultra-liberalism and Nazism. I've been telling you for 10 years on the Savage Nation that Nazism, Nazi, N-A-Z-I, is an acronym for National Socialism. The progressives are National Socialists. They want government control. They want a government stranglehold over your mouth and your head. They want single-payer household for virtually everything. They want the government to control your life from top to bottom. So I'm not shocked that San Francisco is now at the forefront of the new Nazism in the United States of America while pretending to be liberal. Because, in fact, the liberal of today, the progressive liberal of today, is, in fact, in so many ways reminiscent of the early Nazi Party. Did you know that the early Nazi Party was a back-to-nature movement? You don't know that. Did you know the early Hitler movement with the shorts and the... And in the woods and the boys with the boys. It was very, very green. It was anti-capitalist. It was anti-Catholic. It was anti-God. Most of you don't know that the very same elements of Nazism are now to be seen throughout the progressive movement. And there's no better example of that than the new comic book called Circumcision Man. 1-800-449-8255. Who called for a congressional ethics investigation of Wiener after he admitted to sending? Pelosi? She threw him under the bus? Oh, so she's covering her back. Oh, so they got rid of him. I could see the whole picture already. Pelosi said she just came out and called for congressional ethics investigation of Wiener after he admitted to sending women sexually suggestive photos and messages over a period of several years, which means they did it to him. The Democrat Party set him up for a fool. They wanted him out. He was in the way of somebody. That's all I can tell you. The reason I say it is that he claimed that he spoke to Nancy Pelosi before getting up there, and she told him to tell the truth. She said, you know what? You know what, Anthony? Get up there. Just tell the truth. After all, your values are no different than my values. And so therefore, I mean, San Francisco values and Brooklyn values are one and the same. Just tell the truth the way it is, and whatever happens, happens. 2 minutes later, she's calling for an investigation, which means they set him up. That would be my... Look, you got to understand, I'm a novelist as well as a political commentator. I already see the grist is already here. They threw the grist at me for novel two. I can see it already. This is the story. This is what we're talking about. Look what it's come to. PhD, an IQ of 170. The author of 27 books. I'm talking about a schmuck's Wienergate. That's what I'm talking about. This is what the evolution was for. This is why my ancestors suffered through the Middle Ages. This is why my ancestors fled the pogroms. This is why my ancestors... They came to America so I could be talking about a schmuck's twittering. You hear this? It's unbelievable to me what it's been. 5 U.S. servicemen were killed in Iraq. And we're talking about a schmuck's Wienergate. I'll be right back.
Savage.
'Twas not so long ago you broke my heart in two. Tears on my pillow. Pain in my heart caused by...
Unbelievable. The man is a stereotype of everything negative. It's frightening that he doesn't even see what he's become. It's sickening. Anthony, get off the stage, man. Disappear. Take the cloth. Join a monastery. Go in the IDF. Do anything to rescue your image. You're a laughing stock. Become a weatherman in Uganda. Anything. This just came out on a Drudge Report. I don't even know if I could read this. It's so sad. This came out from Radar Online. Drudge just posted it. Wiener used Jewish sexual stereotype to Facebook sexting partner. Rep. Anthony Wiener used an unflattering Jewish sexual stereotype during another Facebook sexting session with a middle-aged woman. Radar Online and Star Magazine are exclusively reporting in a joint news-gathering operation. In a salacious new transcript of a conversation the embattled Democrat had with the woman, who lives in Nevada but does not want to be identified, the shamed Politico asked whether his social networking pen pal gave good oral sex. Now, I'm going to read the words without going into the bad part. The embattled and married New York congressman asked the woman on March 16th, you give... She responded, I've been told really good and I love doing it. You ready for the punchline? At that point, the 46-year-old congressman declared, wow, a Jewish girl who blank, this thing is ready to do damage. Now, is this man fit for office? The man is fit for an asylum. It's not what he did. It's the fact that he texted as a congressman. It shows a complete and absolute, I would say, immaturity. But that's not a crime. A lack of judgment. What do you elect someone to Congress for? To bring home the money? Bring home the bacon to Brooklyn? It's all you care about? You people are so low in Brooklyn and Queens that that's what you all you want? Is money brought home to your district by this Goniff psychotic? It's about judgment. We're at a war with Al-Qaeda, who would like to cut your throat and throw you down a well. We're in an epic battle between civilizations. Do you know what the enemy is doing right now? Everything they've ever said about America is now being reaffirmed because of Anthony Weiner. Everything they said about, I say that. Shall I strip the mask off the 400-pound gorilla in the room? I'm the only one who can do it, and I just did it. Sue me if you don't like it. Every negative stereotype type of weak, degenerate, perverted that the enemies of Jews use on a daily basis has just been exemplified by Representative Anthony Weiner, and crying on top of it all when he's caught, instead of standing up there like a man, right away slurping the water bottle. Where was the bottle with the nipple? And where was the wife, by the way? What was he doing for 40 minutes? He was enjoying it. He was enjoying the cameras. He loved the cameras. The man is so sick for attention that he went on for 40 minutes. It's astounding to me. Now, on one hand, if I was strictly a political guy, I'd say this is very good because it shows the true face of liberalism. And it does. This is the kind of guy who had the biggest mouth in Congress. A yap on him. You can hear from Sheepshead Bay to wherever. I'll come up with another S. I can't think of one right now. From Sheepshead Bay to Siberia, everyone could hear Weiner shooting off his yap. Ah, blah, blah, global warming. Ah, blah, 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 single-payer household. I want to get back. Don't you remember what he said last week when he was caught with his pants down? He said, I want to get back to what's important, which is the disparity between the rich and the poor in America. Gee, I wonder where I heard that before, Nancy. I wonder where I heard that from that before, that big lie. He represents the poor. He's an embarrassment to the United States of America. He should quit immediately.
Savage.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
All right, it's unbelievable. I mean, you know, you can only take so much pleasure in a person's meltdown in front of your eyes. It's kind of sad to watch. But he doesn't belong in Congress. And I mean, I thought Woody Allen had done enough to damage the image of the Jewish male for the last 500 years. Woody Allen has damaged the image of the Jewish male maybe for the next 400 years. Him between Larry, what's his name, Larry whatever, and Woody Allen, those two. Between Larry in their portrayal of the Jewish male. But now we have Anthony Weiner. So last week he said, I did not have text with that woman. From Bill Clinton, I did not have sex with that woman. Now we go to Anthony Weiner too. I did not have text with that woman. Let's see who steals that. If that's not on the Limbaugh show tomorrow, I'll eat my pinky on air. I'll pay for the time. But I would think that Roger Ailes is fighting with the head of CNN to book Weiner for a TV show. I mean, a permanent when he resigns. What's his name? The governor of New York, Spitzer. And the guy even looks. You look at Spitzer's face, you know there's a little genetic. That's to start with. He's fit only for CNN. But Weiner looks like he's rather intelligent, just a little screwed up. That's all. You got to let's draw back to the bigger picture. OK, do not throw stones if you live in a glass house. Let's start with the refrain of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. OK. He who live in whatever glass house shouldn't throw stones. So we all live in a glass house. We all have weaknesses. Men have weird sexual desires. I mean, come on. Who amongst you, right? Who amongst you in the privacy of your own home doesn't do weird things, right, or imagine weird things? But it's your business. That's the human condition, okay? Now, so you say, well, therefore, leave the guy alone. No, that's not the point. So let me make the point. The point is, if you have such bad judgment that you'd send a picture of your Schmendrick to a girl you don't even know, and you're a sitting U.S. congressman, it means you're a danger to yourself and a danger to the country. That's it. Don't you get the picture yet? So let me bring it back to the bigger picture, in case you're not smart enough to follow this. Let's say Al-Qaeda had gotten those pictures instead of Breitbart. Okay? Al-Qaeda got them, because there are people in the country who got them. They couldn't blackmail this guy if he was on a Defense Appropriations Committee saying, okay, we don't want any more funding, Wiener, for whatever they could, you know, what are those? I can't even remember the military technology. The missiles they shoot in the air with no one. The drones. We want you to cut off all funding for drones and give a speech on the floor of the House saying that it's an inhumane weaponry and that you've killed innocent Muslims. If you do that, we will not release the pictures. That's today. Don't you understand why the FBI used to not hire people who had character defects? Now that's gone with the way of the wind because of the pressures of certain pressure groups. They must hire people with character defects. In fact, they have to hire people with character defects. There's so many thoughts running through my mind at one time. I don't know where to begin. Maybe he could leave all, you know, just when there was no more Charlie Sheen, there comes Anthony Weiner. From the torpedo of truth to the Tootsie Roll of truth in a period of a month. How'd this happen? Charlie Sheen was gone, boom. Now all of a sudden we have this. From the torpedo of truth to the Tootsie Roll of truth. He does still have a career ahead of him. I mean, he could do a book like 30 Days to Better Pecs by Tony Weiner. You know what I mean? 30 Days to Better Pecs by Tony Weiner would sell like crazy. Or if he wants to do a political book, I Did Not Have Text with That Woman. The complete life story of a narcissist. It doesn't end. It just is the gift that keeps on giving. It's unbelievable to me. Joe in Florida, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I would say instead of criticizing him, maybe you should congratulate him for coming out and telling the truth.
Oh yeah, that's really what America's thinking. You're really on the right side of things. The whole country believes you're right.
Well, I think.
Oh yeah, he's a brave man, crying. Oh yeah, crying about it without leaving his job. Right, that's a real man getting up there weeping with the water bottle.
How would you feel if you were caught for doing something like that?
First of all, I don't do things like that, so don't turn it on me, schmuck. Who the hell do you think you're talking to, your ex-husband? You ought to be ashamed of yourself for even supporting him. What's supportable about him? You're proud of that man?
I think it's honorable that he told
me. What's honorable about doing what he did? Let's deal with what he did. It's honorable showing a picture of your private parts to a constituent behind your wife's back? That's honorable?
We all make mistakes, okay?
Oh, we all make mistakes. I see. And that should be a congressman? That's a role model for children. You don't have children, do you?
No, I do not, right.
Of course not. You have no children. You've never had a boyfriend or a husband, have you, Joe?
Well, that's more on a personal note. But
more on a personal level. You can see why. Because men like that are hard to find. You're looking for another Anthony Weiner. They're taken, man. They're all in Congress. New York Rose, you're on the Savage Nation. See, she's still looking for Anthony. She can't find them. She's been looking for a guy like him all her life. Go ahead. You're on the air, Rose.
Hi. It's an honor to speak to you. You couldn't put it on better. We're really, really embarrassed about him. It's a shame that he's one more minute in this position. He should be shining an example of...
country in the world? Tell me, what nation on earth? In what nation on earth could a federal official at any level, let alone a representative, get up there and say, yes, I sent pictures of my private parts to many women and I had sex talk with many women and I'm married and still hold his job? Tell me where on earth they would still keep the job. Tell them where they wouldn't throw him out of the job.
It's even embarrassing to talk about it. I can't even imagine.
In the Ukraine, they would fire him for this. In the Ukraine, he couldn't hold his job. In the Ukrainian parliament.
He should go to the North Pole and hide himself for the rest of his life.
No, he could get a job on Fox News or CNN. They're probably bidding for him already behind the scenes. He's a hot property for Roger Ailes, I can guarantee you. Thanks for the call. Unbelievable to me. So what am I going to ask you? I've already told one joke after the other, and some of them are really good. I mean, I Did Not Have Text with That Woman. That'll be stolen by before Lisa. From the Torpedo of Truth to the Tootsie Roll of Truth, that won't be stolen because it takes too much thought. He could always get a job 30 days to better pecs. That'll be stolen by morning. Admits he sent 6 women steamy texts and photos, but won't resign. Pelosi calls for ethics probe. Look who's talking, ethics probe. Pelosi calls for ethics probe. That would be like Frankenstein calling for a surgical probe. That would be like Frankenstein calling for a probe of botched surgery. Nancy Pelosi calling for an ethics probe. Who is going to conduct it? Let's see who the Democrats have put on the committee for an ethics probe. Let's see. There would be Bonnie Frank. They call back Chris Dodd. They could get a few others on the ethics committee, couldn't they? Who else would they get? Where was Weiner's wife? Why wasn't she with him? I feel bad for her. The part I can't compute, and I'm not trying to be cute about, she's a Muslim. How does she live with this guy after this? Isn't it like against right? I mean, does it say anywhere about like living with a guy who sends a picture of a schmendrick to another woman while you're married to him? They stone women to death for going in a beauty contest. How could she live with this guy? But the guy loves the camera. You got to understand this. There's a book in it from, as I say, Roger Ailes is probably tripping over himself to beat CNN to his door. No, they got a contract in his hand already. Are you kidding? Look at the New York Post. They employed a hooker who worked for Spitzer, a madam. She writes a column for the New York Post. They gave her a pair of glasses, like Beck, clear glasses. And she's now a columnist. You got to understand something about America, which makes it so wonderful, is that you can't get bored. I woke up this morning and I said, no, he's giving a press conference to schmuck? He can't be doing this. He says, not that stupid. Yes, he was. He thought this was his opportunity for the world to see how, is he that in love with himself? He actually thinks this will boost his ratings. I'd be shocked to say he might be right. You heard the woman call. She's proud of him. Go ahead, Anthony. Go ahead. We love you in Brooklyn. Go ahead. You speak for all of us. Go ahead, Anthony. Go ahead. You showed real guts today. The crying and all. Go ahead, Anthony. You're good. Go ahead. You heard of Jersey Shore? Well, I ain't even seen nothing yet. You haven't seen Brooklyn Shore. You're the best. You speak for us. We love you, Anthony. We love you. You're just like us. You've got our values to the T. So what? You messed around with a little texting. So what? So what? You're not like those stiff Republicans, those whitefish. You're not like them. You're like one of us, Anthony. Go ahead. Do it again. Show them what you're made of. Go ahead. Show them how tough you are, Anthony. You're not like one of them stick up the behind Republicans. Go ahead. Show what you're made of. You're like us. You got our values. Go ahead, baby. We love you. Unbelievable. Where do I go from here now? How do I follow myself? I mean, I can't follow this act. What do I do now? Man jailed for stabbing NYPD officer in head, Sioux City. That's right. A man sentenced to 20 years in prison for stabbing an NYPD officer in the head with a hunting knife, penetrating his skull. Wait, you want me to finish this? You know how much I love lawyers, right? You know how much I love lawyers. Was Weiner a lawyer? Did he go to law school? No, he wanted to be a weatherman. He went to Plattsburgh. Imagine a guy goes to Plattsburgh and goes into politics. At least Schumer went to Harvard. I mean, but this guy went to Plattsburgh. He's suing the city, claiming the incident would never have happened if officers had followed proper procedures. Hugo Antonio Hernandez, who pleaded guilty to plunging the 6-inch-long blade a quarter of an inch into the officer's brain, is acting as his own lawyer in the Brooklyn federal court case. I can't believe what I'm looking at. Look what the lawyers have done to this country. Take a look. He charges in his $45 million civils lawsuit that the incident could have been averted if the officer had followed procedure and requested backup officers. This is what they do in jail now. They read law books because the commie liberals said they're entitled to a law library where they can file every day another lawsuit. So I've gone from Weiner to lawyers now. Where do I go from here? Personal stories now? You want to hear about the 1914 era when I wore knickers? I wasn't around then. Unbelievable. What else do I talk about? One of the most intense and demanding members of Congress is Weiner. He often works long hours with his staff fact-checking documents, resulting in one of the highest staff turnover rates of any member of Congress, including at one point 3 chiefs of staff in 18 months. Weiner admitted, quote, I push people pretty hard. I have nothing but love for people who endured it, even if they endured it for a short period of time, close quote. After graduating with a bachelor's degree in poli-sci from Plattsburgh, Weiner worked on the staff of then-Congressman and current Senator Chuck Schumer. So now I got to explain again to you. If we were investigating who did this to him, you have to start with who he's competing with and who's threatened by him. Look, in the military circles, commanding officers generally try to get the guy who's nipping at their heels for their position in trouble. They try to see if they can throw them overboard, get him a nice little court-martial. You think everyone in the military loves each other. You have no idea. It's worse than a university in terms of the career officers there. How do you think they wind up like General Wesley Clark? You think it's because he's such a war hero? How do you think Wesley Clark rose to where he was because he was such a brave war hero? Unbelievable to me. It's this kind of behavior. But anyway, Wesley Clark has nothing to do with this. In Queens, it includes he's a member of the Democrat Party and a real liberal. District includes parts of southern Brooklyn and south and central Queens. In Queens, it includes the neighborhoods of Forest Hills, Maspeth, Fresh Meadows, Glendale, Howard Beach, Kew Gardens Hills, Middle Village, Ozone Park, Rego Park, Rockaway Beach, and Woodhaven. In Brooklyn, it includes the neighborhoods Garrettson Beach, Marine Park, Midwood, Mill Basin, and Sheepshead Bay. Wiener was born in Brooklyn, New York, to Mort, a neighborhood lawyer, and Fran, a math teacher at Midwood High School. All right, a normal middle-class family. The family lived for a time in the Park Slope neighborhood of Brooklyn. Okay, we don't have to read the rest of this. Wiener took the specialized high school's admissions test, SHSAT, and entered Brooklyn Tech. He failed the admission test for Stuyvesant High School by 1 point. After graduating in 1981, he attended the State University of New York at Plattsburgh, where he played hockey. He sought to become a television weatherman, but instead he became a congressman who sent the naked pictures of his Schmendrick. Mute job. Indiana, Al, what do you have to say out there in flyover land about this scandal?
Dr. Savage, I think the Democrats pretty much like all this because it takes all the, you know, nobody's watching what Obama's doing.
And yeah, you notice how Obama's been silent since he came back from the Guinness trip to the Guinness Book of Records of the most horrendous trip on earth for a president, slurping Guinness and all of that, and singing over, talking over the Queen's salute. You haven't heard much from him since then. He golfed over the weekend with John Boehner. The unemployment sky high, no jobs creation. So you're saying this is a bit of a distraction.
Maybe he's trying to figure out where he wants to go live next from where he came from.
Well, also, 97% of all the T-bills were sold, treasuries were sold by the Chinese. That was on my website on Friday. Did you see that story?
No.
Oh, yeah, no one saw that because it was Memorial Day. No one saw that. Chinese dumped 97% of their holdings, but you wouldn't know that because you're looking at his Wienergate. That's all. Florida, Alan, you're on the Savage Nation. What do you think about Wiener?
Yeah, I think the gorilla in the room is the fact that you got a congressman either drunk or stoned sitting in a room with his computer when his wife is out working making foolish calls or emails or tweets.
You know, it raises another issue. Where does he got the spare time to sit and show pictures of his crotch and send them to women?
Right, when he's done. You know,
wait a minute. Let's talk about that. Who has that much time on their hands that he could sit at home on a couch with a kitten and his underwear on, sending pictures to women? How does he have so much leisure time?
I don't know.
I don't know. There's a lot of questions we don't know. He just stabbed America in the guts. It's just unbelievable to me. Cassandra, Chicago, go ahead, please.
Hello. How do we know that he hasn't been being blackmailed all along, that some competitor, adversary, or enemy hasn't already known this about him and been using these things against him? And that would explain a lot of his crazy stances.
Oh, my God. A good detective. Cassandra, you're a good detective. You're a good detective. You've got a good mind. You've got a good mind, and it's not been put to use, has it?
This is what the woman who's saying, oh, he's okay, he just made a mistake, doesn't understand, that it's not just a question of this lousy judgment. It's a question that his lousy judgment has left him vulnerable to all kinds of influences.
But she doesn't understand that because she's just protecting her own kind, which is a liberal, one-worlder. A good liberal one-worlder will never, ever, ever be accused of anything by the pack. It's a pack mentality. They will support their man no matter what, which is not admirable. This is why the country is sinking. I'll be right back.
Savage.
I didn't think of it that way. From time to time, I would say to myself, this is a mistake, or this conversation someone could listen in on or translate to someone else. I know that there is the sense that everything is part of a plan, and it was thought through and calculated. In this case, it was just me doing a very...
You're listening to Woody Allen playing a congressman. From the torpedo of truth to the Tootsie Roll of truth, just when we thought we were through with Charlie Sheen, in comes Anthony Wiener. It's frightening. It's frightening that the man has such a lack of judgment. Are you listening to the Savage Nation yet? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you have any idea what's going on, that a sitting U.S. congressman would do a thing as idiotic as this? Moreover, we still don't know if any of the women are underage, incidentally. He could yet go to jail. He has reportedly said he thinks most of them, were adults. He thinks. Does this not show you he has no judgment? Doesn't it worry you that a man who votes on things such as military appropriations, whether we ought or ought not to be firing missiles or this and that, has no judgment whatsoever? He knows nothing about science, and yet he votes on things such as global warming. You hear? This typifies the entire left wing. They're just, wow. From last week, I did not have text with that woman. Now he's not certain that they're all not all adults. Washington, D.C. Is it Washington, D.C.? Ron, you're on the Savage Nation, or Washington State?
This is Washington State. Hey,
go ahead.
You know, one thing I'm surprised at is that he hasn't fallen back on the stance that, you know, this is my sexuality and this is how I express myself.
Well, he could actually sue Breitbart for violating his civil rights in that sense. Yeah, he could say that he violated his civil rights because, after all, it was just his sexual preference.
Exactly. I mean, that seems...
Yeah, there you go. That's a perfect one. That's a nice one. Sacramento, Rita, fire away. What's your opinion of Wienergate?
Michael, I don't understand. When men get into government, what happens? These weasels get into government. They have no morals. It's their sexual prowess.
I don't know. Power corrupts. Absolute power promotes testosterone production. I don't really know. Lord Acton said absolute power corrupts absolutely. I think absolute power promotes testosterone production.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
I am deeply regretting what I have done, and I am not resigning. I have made it clear that I accept responsibility for this, and people who draw conclusions about me are free to do so. I've worked for the people of my district for 13 years and in politics for 20 years, and I hope that they see fit.
You finally
to see
got
this
caught
the
with your pants down. All right, in the next case, move on. That's all. Is he done, finished, shut off the grill? Will he survive this scandal? I mean, Bill Clinton said, I did not have sex with that woman. We know what actually was going on in the White House pantry. This one last week said, I did not have text with that woman. And now he admits he did have text with that woman and hundreds of others. And I've asked the same question. I'll ask it again in case he just joins us. What if Al-Qaeda had gotten a hold of these photos before the blogger did? What could have happened if radical Muslim terrorists had been able to blackmail a sitting U.S. congressman named Anthony Weiner? Huh? Do you understand that he seems to be deranged in the sense that he has no judgment? I mean, what do we elect a representative for? They're supposed to have judgment. Supposed to have really good judgment, right? And here's a man who gets up there for 40 minutes and digs his... He makes it worse. I mean, if you're going to do a press conference to do a damage control, you get up and say, I did it. I'm sorry. I embarrassed my wife, my constituents. I embarrassed America and the Congress. For this, I apologize. I have nothing further to say. Thank you very much. And you walk off the stage. Instead, he sits up there. He likes the click, click. He likes the video. He thinks he's, again, at the center of attention. And he doesn't stop. He doesn't stop. He shows no judgment. Don't you see the danger the country is in because of people like him? What if this exhibitionist had been blackmailed by Al-Qaeda instead of by an angry right-wing blogger? Should Wiener resign? Can you ever trust someone who has done this to serve in public office? What does the fact that Wiener lied about this for a week say about him? Do you think it was appropriate for a grown man to cry at his press conference while sucking on a water bottle? The water sipping said it all to me. I cringed. It was like Woody Allen ran for office and became a congressman. Every negative stereotype that has ever been projected upon. Let's stop already. It's the pregnant statement underneath it all. Let's clear the air because I specialize in clearing the air. Let's clear the air. It's horrible what's going on in the world, and we needed this now. The world needed this right now. This is just what the world needed to feed the anti-Semitism that's raging through San Francisco, raging in the anti-circumcision crowds, raging in the Arab world. This is just what we needed. From Riyadh to San Francisco, the anti-Semites are asserting themselves. Julius Streicher would have an easy time with Schumer. They're stumme. Horrible how he feeds right into a stereotype of everything negative. What do you have to say about it that we haven't said? Hey, ho, ho. All the purrs have got to go. Hey, ho, ho. All the purrs have got to go. 1-800-449-8255. You got something to say about it? You want me to move on? I mean, 5 soldiers got killed yesterday in Iraq. You wouldn't know that. Instead, we're talking about a Schmendrick's underwear. You hear this? We're talking about a schmuck's underwear instead of 5 U.S. servicemen got blown up yesterday in Iraq. And where's Obama during all of this? Where's Obama? Jobs, no jobs, unless you want to have a name tag, a hairnet, and a funny hat. There's no jobs under Obama. Oh, yeah, plenty of jobs with name tags. 50% of the jobs that were created under Obama come with a hairnet and a tag and other funny hats for giveaways. But you don't hear anything about it. Now, we're talking about this. In the middle of it all, Rick Santa's sanatorium comes up. I'm running, too. You hear this? There's only one person in America is interested in Rick's sanatorium running for office. That's Sean Hannity. Why did the man run for office? He couldn't get 1% of the vote in Pennsylvania, let alone outside of Pennsylvania. How could this be going on? Okay, I'm going to take your calls, and then we're going to move on to something far less interesting. Let's blow through the callers on the Savage Nation. Sacramento, Matt, go ahead. Comment on Wienergate.
Michael Savage, this blue money had a silver lining in it. Let me tell you, this press conference exceeded my expectations. It was more entertaining than a Michael Bay movie. In my opinion, Christmas came early. And
Do you think the global warming fanatics, the people without any education whatsoever beyond the fifth grade education in science, are going to stop believing in Al Gore's myths because of this?
On whatever they're smoking.
Is he on medication? Do you think he's on some psychotropic drug? I mean legal medication like an antidepressant?
No, he's high on his own ego is the problem with Anthony Weiner. That's the problem.
So he's just high on his own ego.
He thinks he's above the law. He thinks that he's above the fray. And it's like you say, absolute power corrupts absolutely. This man thought he was untouchable. And I think it's wonderful. You say turn down the barbecue grill? No, I say turn up the barbecue grill. The weenie roast is just getting started.
Oh, you're bad. You bad. You're enjoying this. That is so unchristian of you to savor a man's suffering. I actually cringed for him. I felt bad for him. It's like he has no judgment. His father, if he's still alive, wouldn't say, Anthony, stop already. Pinocchio comes to mind, but this is not about Wiener's nose. I mean, for God's sakes, it's getting horrible. Sacramento, Darren, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, I follow Representative Wiener on Twitter. And the night in question, I was sitting home on Friday night, and he was tweeting like a madman about hockey and about this and about that. And what I've taken away, and I've watched the whole thing happen from watching his tweet to watching Dana Loesch get on him 5 minutes later, and what I have taken away from this is, and in support of where you're coming from, is it's absolutely crazy that he thought he could get away with this, and he sits there and lies talking about being hacked when it was very clear, his Twitter feed, that there was no way he got hacked.
But what kind, let's take the bigger picture. You know, a lot of my listeners are older. They don't even know what Twitter is. I know what it is. I have a Twitter account, but I don't receive. I only send. And I usually only use send it to send out things that are happening in my career or my life. That's about all I use it for. What grown man who's a congressman, A, has the time, and B, has the inclination to tell you what he thinks of a hockey game, and he's clipping his toenails, and this is my cat, and look at my underwear. Does that tell you something about him?
Well, it's total. It's what it is. It's total narcissism and hedonism.
But is this appropriate for a U.S. congressman or for a child?
It's absolutely not. Even myself, if I throw out a few tweets, it's just kind of to say something that I might learn that somebody else didn't know. Like I'll tweet about some news in California that I might know about that maybe some I got Carl Rove that actually follows me and a few other people. I really get a lot inbound. You know, I get Reuters and BBC and whatnot. But it says a lot about the congressman because it's like a man-child. It's a narcissistic man-child. And like you said, the man it has a very important role, and he is absolutely – and I even tweeted him today. I said, dude, you are unfit to serve. You need to quit. It's over.
Have you quoted me on Twitter saying he said I did not have text with that woman, Savage said jokingly today? You should tweet that to his list. Okay, Savage said, Wiener said, I did not have text with that woman a week ago, and now he's saying he did have text with that woman.
Yeah, I will. You know, there are some journalists, and I've gotten a little bit of a renewed hope, but they were all over him from the start, and there were some low-scale Twitter guys that picked it up, and I saw him retweet it to everybody from CNN.
Did you hear what he said late, Darren? He just said that he thinks most of the women he tweeted are adults. He thinks. This is going back to, I did not have text with that woman. It's going to turn out some of them are underage. He's going to jail.
Well, that's possible. I mean, I don't know that there's anybody under 18 that he might have, but I mean, it's highly possible.
Let's start with that. How would he know? How could he tell? And if he can't tell, what's he sending tweets to women for of his underwear?
Absolutely. You know what? Hey, I'm just a normal.
By the way, what is it? I never saw the picture. It's him in his underwear in Aroused. Is that the picture?
Underwear, and it's clear.
That's what a U.S. congressman sent to women? I didn't even look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, big deal. But this is what he did? This is what he thinks is appropriate for a sitting member of the U.S. House of Representatives?
Exactly. It's out of control. What I was going to say was, you know, I'm a normal business guy. I would never in my wildest dreams take a picture of myself with somebody I didn't know. It's mind-blowing to me, sir.
But what is he doing on a Friday night doing this? Where was his wife?
That's a great question. He was.
Where's the wifey that he loves so much that he was crying over today with the water bottle? Where was she while he was taking a picture of himself in an underwear job with the cats next to him?
Well, that's another great point. I thought about this. You know, if my girlfriend ever caught me doing the stuff that he was doing, it's done. I mean, anybody with a reasonable amount of judgment knows.
That's the key element here. Look, we're all having fun with this because, as I said, Lin Yutang wrote it years ago when he wrote, we all like to see our neighbor fall off the roof. I mean, he fell off the roof. He doesn't even know his neck is broken. But I want to ask you something. What does this say about liberal Democrats and their lack of judgment? Doesn't it say an awful lot?
Doc, I am not having fun with it. I share your sentiment. We have complete morons running our country, and then we wonder why we're in the position that we are. The judgment that people display, the policy, the worldview, the perspective that they hold, it's mind-blowing to me. And I'm up here, you know, I'm up north of Sacramento, Nevada City, and I'm surrounded by people that have the same kind of worldview and judgment that this man has.
Where do you live up there? You live, Nevada City. Oh, my God. You're kidding me. That's where all the refuse of North Beach fled 40 years ago to build their poetic ranches. You're stuck with them?
Well, absolutely. But ironically, we do vote in we the Republican side. I'm not even a Republican. I'm an independent conservative.
You know, I want to ask you something. I'm pretty kind of interested that you listen to the Savage Nation being so twittery and so into this thing. How come you listen to my show?
Doctor, come on. You.
No, it's a self-serving question, but you're a younger guy. People would like to say that all my listeners are old, but I know that's not true because my demos are much younger than most in talk radio. You're listening to the show for something, and what is that?
Well, just a quick background on me. I'm educated. I'm a social liberal. I know you may not like that, but I'm a fiscal conservative. I'm an independent. And I
I'm a sexual libertarian, so I actually beat you on that level.
Well, I like to listen to people that have brains and that have legitimate critical thinking skills that can think out issues and not...
Well, you know, wait, you're a social liberal and I'm a sexual libertarian, so why should this offend us? Well, no, it's an incredibly important question that's going to become bigger and bigger, because the defense is going to be it's his personal business, it's his personal life, it didn't affect his work, leave him alone. You know that's coming up, but that's begging the question. You know what the answer is? Lack of judgment. What grown man twitters pictures of himself, especially U.S. congressman, without thinking, I'm going to get caught? Let's start with that. And if he doesn't have the judgment to do that, then he's functionless. He's of no use to anybody. In fact, I go a step further. He's a clear and present danger to the United States of America. Did you notice that not once did he apologize to the Congress for embarrassing them? Did you notice it was only about Anthony Weiner?
No, absolutely. I'll take it one step further, Doc. What Twitter, whether it was direct message or not, what normal married man talk to people he doesn't know? It makes no sense to anybody with half a brain.
All right, so therefore you're answering your own question. I'll raise the stakes on you. The answer is he's not normal, and that, of course, is why he's popular in Brooklyn and amongst liberals. They don't like normal. They don't do normal. They don't like normal paths. They only like odd people who live outside the box. You know what I mean? They think this is wild and crazy.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Nancy Pelosi's not normal. Chuck Schumer's not normal. We got a lot of crazy people that are in.
Yeah, but I think that the Democrats may have set him up for a fall. I believe he was a threat to Schumer. I believe he was a threat to somebody inside the Democrat machine. I believe they leaked it to Breitbart, and I believe that I can prove it by the fact that Pelosi was quoted by him when he said, before he gave the speech today, I spoke with the former speaker, and she said, tell the truth. 2 minutes after the speech, she said she's calling for an ethics investigation. I'll be right back.
Savage.
I love my wife very much, and we have no intention of splitting up over this. Okay, we have been through a great deal together, and we will weather this. I love her very much. And she loves me.
Why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody.
You know, not one person in the media at this crazed press conference with Weiner today asked about, doesn't this indicate that you're not fit to serve? What if Al-Qaeda had gotten hold of these pictures? Couldn't they have blackmailed you? What do you think it says to the rest of America to show such a lack of judgment? Not one question about that. This is not so much about ethics, it's about judgment. You follow what I'm saying? Again, Jesus said, okay, if you live in a glass house, don't throw stones. We all live in a glass house. In the privacy of our own home, is there one person listening to this show doesn't do things that you're not ashamed of? Maybe there are, I don't know. Most of you who are young and let's say full of vigor, do things you'd rather others not know about. All right, it's your business, it's called your personal life. So let's start with that premise. But you're not a congressman. That's number one. A congressman is supposed to be able to control those urges in order to serve the people. That's called public service. That's called sacrifice. In other words, you sacrifice those impulses to serve in higher office. Do you understand the difference? And ever since Bill Clinton, this whole concept of being better than the average man has been lost, especially to liberal Democrats. They're not smarter than the average man. They're usually stupider. They're supposed to be better educated than the average man, and they're less educated. They're supposed to have higher ethics, they have lower ethics. They're supposed to have higher morals, they have lower morals. Do you understand what's happened to this country? Who would take this job in office? Most people who run for office, by the way, are not the best and brightest. They're usually the worst and the dumbest. That's why we are what we are. Take a look at who's in Air Force One.
Savage.
Listen, I'm going to try to tell you everything that I can remember. Was my BlackBerry is not a government BlackBerry. My home computer is usually where I did these things.
Usually?
I don't have a knowledge of every last communication, but I don't believe that I used any government resources.
Wiener, age 46, said most of the contact took place before his marriage, but some has continued since his wedding in 2010. He said he has interacted with six women over the last 3 years. Wiener said, I have made terrible mistakes and have hurt the people I care the most, and I'm deeply sorry. When asked if any of the women were minors, Wiener said that he believed them to be adults. He believed that they were adults. Wiener said, I don't know the exact ages of the women, but they're all adults, at least to the best of my knowledge. See, there goes again the weasel. This goes back to, I did not have text with that woman. Last week he did not have text with that woman. Now he admits it. Now he says, at least to my knowledge, they're all adults, he says, and they were engaging in these conversations consensually. Someone could theoretically have been fibbing about their age, and that's a risk, close quote. No, it's jail time. It's not a risk, Anthony. He said he didn't have any specific reason for his behavior. That was a very dumb thing to do. This was a very destructive thing to do. See, he's a victim now. He was already moving into the crying with the water bottle, and he was already a victim. He has an illness. He could probably qualify under the ADA now that he has some kind of... I bet you he could search the DSM and find, like, Twitter, you know, inappropriate Twitter disorder. ITD could become a new disease under Wiener. Actually, I could name it the Wiener Twitter disorder, WTD, could become a new DSM entry. In fact, they should have a contest at the next APA of what they should name this disorder of people who do inappropriate Twittering with pictures of their schmendrix in underwear with a cat next to them while their wife is working for Hillary Clinton and they're supposed to be minding the store. And they once wanted to be a weatherman. They were raised in Brooklyn by a father who was a lawyer, and they went to to Plattsburgh. It could be a syndrome, an entire syndrome. But I would say that inappropriate Twitter disorder, ITD, could easily be a topic at the next American Psychological Association meeting. And what qualifies for it? How many Twitters do you have to actually send? What risks do you actually have to take before it's considered a disease? What's the exact treatment for it, Dr. Jones? What would you do for it, Dr. Jones? Would it be therapy, or would it be medication, or a combination of therapy and medication? Would you take away the BlackBerry from a person who does it? Would you castrate? No, come on, let's not be crazy here. If it was an ordinary guy who was a businessman and bored at night, all right, see, did it, big deal, a lot of people do it. But he's a congressman. Don't you understand there's a difference? You don't understand. See, that's why you're a liberal, because you can't. Here's the litmus test of the day. If you don't see that it's inappropriate for a sitting congressman to do this, and I literally mean a sitting congressman to do this, if you don't see it's inappropriate for a sitting congressman to take a picture of his genitalia, especially in extremis, and send it to women on Twitter while he's serving in the U.S. Congress, then you are a liberal. It's actually the beginning of a whole book. It's the first piece in a whole joke book, which someone will rip off tomorrow. I don't care. If you do not think that this is inappropriate, if you think it's their personal business, then you're born to be a liberal Democrat, and you believe in global warming, and also you believe in a fairy tale such as fill in the blank. Have we covered this yet? No, it's just beginning. He is not finished. He is not done. First started the show by saying, done, finished, shut off the grill. Oh, no, he turned the grill on today. See, that's another sign of the illness, of the syndrome. The inappropriate Twittering disorder, ITD, the inappropriate Twitter disorder, that poor Congressman Wiener has allegedly been suffering from for several years now, and it's untreated. You see, this is an argument for a single-payer health plan. If only someone had come along before Obama and had passed a single-payer health plan, and there was care for all, including mental illness, this poor congressman wouldn't be suffering from this today. So you could blame it on the mean Republicans who did not pass single-payer health plans years ago. They had a chance to do it going back to Eisenhower. They could have passed a single-payer health plan, and then a man like him would have been treated in vitro. He could have been treated with some type of chemicals in the womb, and then he wouldn't have had the ITD later on in life. So you got to understand, he's actually a victim of evil Republicans who did not fund health care for all. That's really the bottom line here, is that you don't quite see the bigger picture. He said that was a very dumb thing to do. This was a very destructive thing to do. If you're looking for some deep explanation for it, I simply don't have one. Yes, I do. You're a schmuck. Yes. Yes, there is an explanation. You're a putz way over your... you're a schmuck. You don't belong in Congress, and please quit. You're an embarrassment to Congress. You violated your oath of office. You are a shame for the Jewish people. You made a mockery of mail, Jewish males. You set the Jewish mail back 500 years. Any other reasons that you should retire and never be heard from again, Wiener? Okay, I've said all I can say. There's nothing more. It shows everything wrong with a man. But they're never going to turn on him. Never. Because that's why they're liberal Democrats. They have no judgment. They have no discernment. They have no concept of what it is to have dignity. Florida, John, you're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I believe that they're going to call out the communist media to come to his aid. I think they're going to get maybe Anderson Cooper, the Prancer, to come out. And if he can beat this thing, they can wear it as a badge of honor, just like Charles Rangel did.
Oh, yes. I didn't even think. Where is the Prancer? The tight dungaree, the man celebrating the Arab Spring. Where is the Prancer? How come he hasn't jumped in on this?
Well, they're going to call him out sooner or later because he's...
Yeah, yeah, the Prancer could interview him and say it's just his lifestyle choice. You're absolutely right. That's right. They could sit across each other and the Prancer could ask him, do you think it's fair of Republicans to ridicule you for this act? Isn't it really personal behavior of yours?
This group of misfits, they'll tell him that he understands his pain. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, I don't know how anybody can support him because it does go against the women. So you'd think some of the psycho women on MSNBC would jump all over the Wiener scandal, right?
Well, I think they had...
Instead, they're talking about Sarah Palin talking about Paul Revere.
Wiener's been exposed now.
Oh, you were waiting to get that one in, haven't you?
Shot.
You know, one of the things I love about this business is I can't wait to get up in the morning. Early in the morning, I get up in the morning, okay, like everybody else. Get up in the morning, have the juice, making the coffee, whatever. It's the machine, the $10,000 machine, whatever it is. I don't know. Grind, squirt, normal, strong, weak. Get the coffee, run downstairs to the computer, to my radio desk, and to the internet. Go on the internet. So you look at the stories, but I love to look at the comments that people make. They're hilarious. Some of them are fascinatingly hilarious. They've actually made radio a snap for me. The people out there have tremendous wits, by the way. There's a lot of intelligent, funny people in the world. They're all just not lucky enough to have gotten into radio in 1994. And you thought I wanted to talk about Rick Santorum announcing his bid for the White House. Look, I'm not Sean Hannity. 1-800. And the torpedo of truth. Can you imagine he's gone? We had Charlie Sheen go. His tour burned up. And now we have the Tootsie Roll of truth with Anthony Weiner. The release came a day after Wiener declined to show up at the Celebrate Israel parade in Manhattan, despite long supporting the parade. That's just what Israel needed. It was him as the ringleader. That's just what they needed at the head of the parade for Israel yesterday. The celebration was Anthony Wiener. Perfect advertising photo for Al-Qaeda. Anthony Wiener could have been the leader at the top of the parade. Unbelievable to me. This is so bad. You have no idea how bad this is for so many things that we've come to accept in this world, which leads me again to circumcision. I know, like you're saying, well, come on, how did that happen? Again, I'm still trying to get you to look at the comic book on michaelsavage.com. It is so reprehensible, it's beyond comprehension. The Third Reich is alive and well. It's called progressives. They're the new Nazis, the new National Socialists. And they've put out a comic book called Circumcision Man, Foreskin Man. I found it on the LA Times last week and almost could not believe my eyes. I was glad to see Glenn Beck used it today as a show topic. Thank you, Glenn. I didn't create it, but it's nice of you to use michaelsavage.com, as many people in the business are now doing for show prep. Jewish activists call circumcision ban superhero anti-Semitic. Well, it is. The villain is a long-bearded, black-hatted Jew, and the hero is a blonde, blue-eyed Aryan figure. And it's right out of Julius Streicher's Der Stürmer. So Nazism has come back to America, and it's by the liberals who've been looking for Nazis under their bed for the last 50 years. Little did they know that the Nazi was right in their bed with them. I'll be right back.
Savage.
I have not... You know, I'm going to try to handle this, and I haven't ruled out perhaps seeing someone, but I'm not blaming anyone. This is not something that can be treated away. This is my own personal mistake. This is not something, this is a weakness, a deep weakness that I have demonstrated, and for that I apologize.
Send Fredo off to do this, send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. I can handle things, I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like, dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
I'm sorry, but I saw Wiener looking just like the Fredo character in GF 1 or 2. It was astounding. He is like, they put him in office, okay? He's like a bag man, he was like a delivery boy for Schumer for years. Now all of a sudden he's a U.S. congressman, and he starts to actually think that he's a congressman. He gets like, in other words, you're not a congressman. You're still a delivery boy. You're just a delivery boy for Schumer and for that part of the Democrat machine. Now all of a sudden he starts to be a threat to Schumer, running against him, talking over him, upstaging him, a bigger mouth than Schumer, more camera, can't get away from the cameras. He gets to the head of the Israel line. Okay, so now, bingo, the leak. That's all. Didn't happen by accident. Breitbart's a messenger here. He didn't get these on his own. Somebody sent them to him. He's being used as much as this guy is being used. Mark in New York, welcome to the Savage Nation on WOR. Go ahead. What's your opinion?
Yeah, Michael, just to reiterate, you mentioned it yesterday, could be somebody within the Democratic Party. First thing I thought about is shame for Israel, that it is not for Israel, that embarrasses.
Oh, I can't hear you. You're mumbling. What?
A spokesman for Israel. I felt bad for Israel, that a good spokesman for them would be embarrassed like this. Could it be just a week after he spoke out against Obama and the 67 borders? Boom, a week later.
Oh, my God. Did he attack Obama on the 67 borders issue?
Yes, he did.
Okay, end of story. You win the prize today. You're the chief homicide detective on the show today.
You topped
me on that one. I knew that there was somebody inside the Democrat machine who leaked the pictures to Breitbart, who's just acting as a conduit without even knowing it. Breitbart is so in love with himself, he doesn't even know that he's acting. Thinks he found them. All right, Mr. Pulitzer there, Zelig Pulitzer. Good luck to him. But he didn't. They say leaked it to him. That's my guess. Somebody leaked it to him, knowing he'd take the bait. Breitbart would. Now suddenly he's now acting stupider than Wiener, jumping on the podium already. Suddenly he's Abby Hoffman Breitbart. You know, steal this blog. Steal this website. I never saw anything like this. There's Abby Hoffman Breitbart, jumps up on the podium. I haven't seen that since the 60s. So he was probably sent the pictures of Wiener Schmendrick by somebody in the Democrat Party because Pelosi threw him. It all makes sense now. We've done our detective work. Do you follow this, boys and girls of the Savage Nation? Anthony Weiner was thrown overboard by the Democrat machine for a number of reasons. One, he was challenging Schumer, but that may not be the conclusive reason. The last caller probably came up with the conclusive reason why the Obama machine threw him overboard. He attacked Boss Tweed on the 67 borders issue. And by attacking Boss Tweed, the machine got him. Do you like that theory or not? You can vote with your yes. I mean, I wish I had a way to poll this. Maybe we should set up a poll on MichaelSavage.com. The site like went up in viewership so phenomenally. Incidentally, you know what our lead picture is today? It is Wiener on the right, but that's not the lead. The lead is a D-Day, boys and girls. The longest day, the most important battle in human history. D-Day, when some of your ancestors went ashore to die, so that we could have Anthony Weiner as a congressman exhibiting himself to a young constituent. In other words, they defeated Nazism so Anthony Weiner can exhibit his private parts to a constituent. That's what they died on the beaches of Normandy for. Symbol shot. No, it's awful. Every time I open the paper now, I say, or if I watch a war, like a documentary of World War II, I actually start to weep inside. I see these guys with these carbines, I mean, fighting Hitler and laying in mud and freezing to death. And they were fighting so that the degeneracy and sickness that I see in this country could prevail. I said, this can't be. It's like an insanity. The whole thing is an insanity. It's like the whole picture's crazy. But that's my own, problem, not yours. I don't need therapy for it. I need to watch less war movies, I think. Texas, Curtis, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, what you've been talking about all afternoon has been a recurring, obvious case of deviant behavior. Without any remorse.
He had no remorse. Did you notice he had no remorse for the country, for the position he was in, only for his wife and himself?
Yes, and I spent 3 hours today in my 5-year periodic review for my very high security clearance. And the very last question, after some 215 questions, I was grilled for over an hour on this, was, what's my deviant behavior? Have you looked at porn? How often do you look at porn? How often do you drink? Have you ever seen child pornography? Have you ever...
They actually still ask you if you watch porn to get security clearance in America? In this day and age, post-Clinton, I'm shocked.
Yes, sir, and they ask you that because, you know...
Do they even ask you... I can't believe that they have such a thing as morality or ethics in security clearances anymore. I thought that's somehow phobic of some kind.
Yeah, deviant behavior sets you up for all...
No, a deviant behavior after Bill Clinton, what's deviant?
it's a very high bar now.
Now, if they ask that to you, do you believe in Jesus Christ, that could be disqualifying today because that's considered deviant behavior in the new America, isn't it?
At some point, it could be. You know, it's,
do you believe in the Constitution? That's deviant behavior to the Obama administration.
Right.
Do you believe in the Ten Commandments? That's deviant behavior to the Obama administration.
Yes.
See, it's Alice in Wonderland under this. But look, you're a guy in high up in some security apparatus, I would suppose. Do you believe that the theory that we proposed on this show thus far, using some of my intuition and some of my callers, is perhaps correct? That it's because he attacked Obama on the Israel borders, 67 borders, that they threw him overboard by releasing this to that blogger?
I didn't put the last piece together until your caller called in, you know, and said that. But I think you're absolutely correct. It doesn't make any sense. And if it doesn't make sense, that's the whole point of deviant behavior, is you put yourself vulnerable in a position to where somebody can take you out with one shot. So they can blackmail you. They can just take you out like this and say, okay, fine, now we're going to do an ethics, you know, hearing in front of Nancy Pelosi, you know, says we're going to do an ethics hearing. They, now, 2 weeks from now, they find out, oh, yeah, well, he might have texted some.
Well, by her, but don't you think by her announcing we're going to have a congressional ethics hearing, they're telling him to resign before it? I'm pretty sure that's what that's what she said to him today. She watched that performance and saw a lunatic who was so out of control that they decided to throw him overboard because they can't afford to have him in the Democrat Party right now.
3 days, he'll resign.
Yeah, he's got to resign. I would bet right now that he's out within less than 3 days because he cannot survive an ethics hearing. It's impossible. The Democrat Party cannot survive an ethics hearing with Wiener. Do you know that?
Yes, I believe it's absolutely.
The Democrat Party will lose 20 seats because of Wiener if he's allowed to be around by the time of the run-up to the election, because he will be the poster boy for liberal Democrats. And what's very telling is that he said today before this press conference that he spoke to Speaker Pelosi, ex-speaker, and she said, just get up there, Anthony, and tell the truth as you know it. Within 2 minutes of him finishing telling the truth as he knew it, making a bigger jackass of himself than I could ever believe, she says we're holding an ethics hearing on him. So that looks like a classic Democrat Party kill your own type of deal, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And if they ever ask you or I to come in and do political advice for them, you know, we would be able to take 20 seats from the Republicans by frying this guy. You know, if they ever said, okay, Curtis, no, Michael, what do we do? You know, let's come in here. Let's think about this. How do we make
yeah, if the Republicans had any guts, this guy would become the poster boy, along with Obamacare, along with Pelosi with the big hammer. But you well know the Republicans are not capable of it, and they're going to wind up losing the election. That's why we need a third party. This is the Savage Nation. MichaelSavage.com has all of this and more. And I'll be back for another big hour right here on the Savage Nation. Don't you dare, don't you dare, don't you dare go away.
Savage. Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Listen up!
I didn't think of it that way. From time to time, I would say to myself, this is a mistake, or this conversation someone could listen in on or translate to someone else. I know that there is the sense that everything is part of a plan, and it was thought through and calculated. In this case, it was just me doing a very dumb thing, and for that, I accept the responsibility.
That was liberal Democrat Congressman Anthony Weiner talking to a press conference today. He went on for 40 minutes. Listen to this.
Thank you very much for being here, and good afternoon. I'd like to take this time to clear up some of the questions that have been raised over the past 10 days or so and take full responsibility for my actions. At the outset, I'd like to make it clear that I have made terrible mistakes that have hurt the people I care about the most, and I'm deeply sorry. I have not been honest with myself, my family, my constituents, my friends and supporters, and the media. Last Friday night, I tweeted a photograph of myself that I intended to send as a direct message as part of a joke to a woman in Seattle. Once I realized I had posted it to Twitter, I panicked. I took it down and said that I had been hacked. I then continued with that story, to stick to that story, which was a hugely regrettable mistake. This woman was unwittingly dragged into this and bears absolutely no responsibility. I am so sorry to have disrupted her life in this way. To be clear, the picture was of me, and I sent it. I am deeply sorry for the pain this has caused my wife, Huma, and our family, and my constituents, my friends, supporters, and staff. In addition, over the past few years, I have engaged in several inappropriate conversations conducted over Twitter, Facebook, email, and occasionally on the phone with women I have met online. I have exchanged messages and photos of an explicit nature with about 6 women over the last 3 years. For the most part, these communications took place before my marriage, though some have sadly took place after. To be clear, I have never met any of these women or had physical relationships at any time. I haven't told the truth, and I've done things I deeply regret. I brought pain to people I care about the most, and the people who believed in me. And for that, I'm deeply sorry. I apologize to my wife and our families, as well as to our friends and supporters. I'm deeply ashamed of my terrible judgment and actions.
The big news today is the scandal Wienergate. I mean, you know, you could start with Pinocchio. The problem is Pinocchio's nose is what expanded the more he lied. In this case, Wiener's private parts are shrinking the more he lies. I mean, this is not a lewd statement I just made. He goes before the media today. He admits sending lewd pictures of himself to women on Twitter while he's married, and he doesn't resign, nor do you see the man stop after a minute or two or five. He goes on for 30 minutes. He stands before the clicking cameras for 40 minutes, confessing, crying, drinking his water bottle. He looks like a narcissistic psycho, soaking up all the media attention he could possibly get. A psychopathic need for attention explains, in a part, I think, why Wiener sent the pictures to begin with, why he reveled in the media attention for a week while lying about it, and he continues to revel in media attention now that he's confessed, only now he's playing the poor boy who got caught. Now, let me ask you a question. What if Al-Qaeda had gotten a hold of these lewd pictures of Congressman Weiner, by the way, Congressman Weiner, before Andrew did? Imagine what could have happened if radical Muslim terrorists had been able to blackmail a sitting U.S. congressman. What if this guy, Congressman Weiner, wound up on a Defense Appropriations Committee and Al-Qaeda had pictures of him in underwear or whatever? The consequences could have been much more devastating than 10-9-11s. Yet Congressman Weiner, Democrat New York, liberal Democrat New York, got up there today and talked about how the most important thing about this was his wife and how she was reacting to it. This man is a U.S. congressman. He didn't mention the country once. He didn't say once, I'm sorry to the nation. Typically, as a liberal, he seemed more concerned about his self-image. Anthony Weiner has a psychopathic self-obsession, which is a subset of the mental disorder liberalism itself. He is a clear and present danger to the nation, himself and others, and he should resign immediately. And almost as shocking was his crying in public. Any sort of a real man, as opposed to a child, would have made a quick statement and walked away. Instead, Congressman Wiener sniveled and sniffled and drank from his water bottle like a pathetic little child. I expected him to pull out a bottle, a baby bottle with a nipple on it. And on top of it all, he says he's not going to resign from Congress. Now, remember, when the media discovered the pictures of a Republican congressman, Chris Lee, only bare-chested, by the way, he resigned the same afternoon. He didn't bother lying about it. He just resigned because he had self-respect. Wiener can't possibly be reelected now, but he still refuses to resign. He'll drag this out for months instead of doing the honorable thing. But as we know, psychopathic liberals of this kind have no shame and no honor. By the way, Michael Savage's take, it's Schumer behind it. I'll tell you more about that in the Savage Nation. Here's some questions on the Wiener scandal. What if Al-Qaeda had gotten a hold of these pictures? Could they have blackmailed a sitting U.S. congressman? Of course. Is Wiener a classic exhibitionist? Is he enjoying the attention that he's getting over it? It looks like it. Are you angry that Wiener is thinking about his wife first instead of his responsibility as a U.S. congressman? Main question is, should Wiener resign? Could you ever trust anyone who has done this to serve in public office? What's worse, what he did or that he lied about it for so long? Do you think it was appropriate for Rep. Wiener to cry at his press conference? I certainly don't. I now want to go over to another topic that's a big deal, and that is circumcision. Since I first posted this on my website, it's gotten a little play today. It was snatched by someone on Fox News, and good for him that he got his show prep from michaelsavage.com, because we put it up last Wednesday after I found it on one of the local newspapers. And it's right now somewhere on michaelsavage.com. I've got to find it for you so I direct you to the right spot, because you've got to look at this. Here it is. Okay, go to michaelsavage.com. On the top right, you'll see Wiener, then Bonnie Frank, then Palin, who I say has Palin become the Paris Hilton of politics. That's a story unto itself, by the way. Next, you see Ahmadinejad. Underneath it is a cartoon called Foreskin Man. Jewish activists call circumcision ban superhero anti-Semitic. It is absolutely anti-Jewish. Now, why do I say that? I don't mind arguing about the relative risks or benefits of circumcision. In fact, we'll do that today. But the cartoons, the book, is something right out of Nazi Germany. In the 1920s and 30s, there was a paper called Der Stürmer, literally The Stormer, The Attacker, weekly tabloid format Nazi newspaper, published by Julius Streicher from 1923 to the end of World War II. It was a significant part of the Nazi propaganda machinery and was vehemently anti-Jewish. Unlike the Volkische Beobachter, the official party paper which gave itself an outwardly serious appearance, Der Stürmer often ran obscene and tasteless material such as anti-Semitic caricatures and propaganda-like accusations of blood libel, pornography, anti-Catholic, anti-capitalist, and anti-reactionary propaganda, too. Sound familiar to you? Sound familiar to you? Anti-Jewish, anti-Catholic, anti-capitalist, and anti-reactionary. Sounds like the San Francisco Chronicle, doesn't it? Sounds like the New York Times, doesn't it? Sounds like most American newspapers, doesn't it? But this one was in the extreme. It originated in Nuremberg during Hitler's attempt to establish power and control. I will not give you all the details about this Nazi newspaper, Der Stürmer. However, it was best known for its effective anti-Semitic caricatures, which depicted Jews as ugly characters with exaggerated facial features and misshapen bodies. In his propaganda work, Streicher furthered old myths from the Middle Ages that Jews killed children, sacrificed them, and drank their blood. However, remember this. Remember this very carefully. This cartoon against circumcision that was published by this guy, Hess, we don't know if he's a descendant of Rudolf Hess, could be right out of Der Stürmer. And guess who's pushing it? Liberal, liberal, liberal Nazis. Remember, I said it to you first. Liberals and National Socialists are one and the same in America today. Also on the Savage Nation today, again, let's talk about the return of the Reich. The comic book created by those wanting to ban circumcision in San Francisco features a blonde superhero battling evil Jewish characters in a cartoon book. which recall the stereotypical images of classic anti-Semitism. Question, do you fear San Francisco is the spearhead of a new Nazi movement in America? It can't be. They're liberal. Nazi, national socialism, government control, centralized power, single-payer health plans. The creator of the comic book is Matthew Hess. We don't know if he's related to Rudolph. To what degree are liberal Jews in America complicit in the attacks being made upon themselves? Also, Rick Sanitarium, running for president. Ho-hum. Why do candidates with no chance whatsoever run? I don't know. Follow the money or something? Anybody know? Let's go see what's on MichaelSavage.com quickly. Top right. Wiener admits sending lewd photos, won't resign. If we could, we'd put a Pinocchio picture up there. But then again, it wasn't about this congressman's nose, so we didn't. On the left side, amazing new pictures from D-Day, Normandy, first wave at Omaha Beach. Why today? Anyone know why on June 6th we're featuring a picture on Michael Savage of the first wave of soldiers on Omaha Beach? Most of them died. No? I'm trying to figure out the date. I realize it's not Cesar Chavez Day. True cost of Fannie Freddie bailouts, $317 billion, and Bonnie's still not in prison. Has Palin become the Paris Hilton of politics, I ask? Yeah, well, the question has the answer in it. 1-800-449-8255. Wheelchair man operates disability lawsuit racket. Sickening. Fighting in Libya could last until Christmas. China cracks down on Tiananmen Square celebrators. No kidding. Would you please sign that petition already? I'll tell you what, I'm going to give a gift. Whoever is the 100,000th signer to my petition will win a special, special, special gift. Okay? I'll tell you when you're the 100,000th. USAID's countries holding billions in treasury securities. We're giving money to China as foreign aid. What else is on my website? Well, let's go to the bottom and speed it up. Chronic unemployment worse than during the Great Depression. Ha ha ha. Tell that to a bummer. Former sheriff spent $1.6 million on a posh office. Wow. What else is on my website? Well, there's so much. Oh, before I go, the D-Day video on the bottom left captures heroes of Operation Overlord. This video, I found it on YouTube over the weekend. It's astounding. You're not going to believe this. These were taken by soldiers on Normandy Beach the day before the landing. And you'll see the guys look just like you and the kid next door. It's really not history you're watching. You're watching America. This is the Savage Nation.
Savage.
I am deeply regretting what I have done, and I am not resigning. I have made it clear that I accept responsibility for this, and people who draw conclusions about me are free to do so. I've worked for the people of my district for 13 years and in politics for 20 years, and I hope that they see fit to see this in the light that it is, which is a deeply regrettable mistake. Listen, I'm going to try to tell you everything that I can remember. My BlackBerry is not a government BlackBerry. My home computer is usually where I did these things. I don't have a knowledge of every last communication, but I don't believe that I used any government resources. I have not, you know, I'm going to try to handle this, and I haven't ruled out perhaps seeing someone, but I'm not blaming anyone. This is not something that can be treated away. This is my own personal mistake. This is not something, this is a weakness, a deep weakness that I have demonstrated, and for that I apologize.
That was liberal Democrat Congressman Anthony Weiner talking to a press conference today. He went on for 40 minutes. But moving on. Pete in New York, welcome to the Savage Nation on WOR.
Dr. Savage, I have a direct quote from Federico Fellini that I know you'll love. He once said, "In my dreams, I am free." And that's
Amen.
The kind of night you had last night.
You know, it's true. It's where the dreams, the dream state approaches the life state is the perfect state.
Absolutely. And there's no place else in the world we can experience that but right here.
Absolutely. Yeah, this earth, the only heaven. I agree with you.
We can turn off our leader's voice whenever we want to and escape into the land you went to last night, and everything is bliss.
Do you mind that I talked about it? Did you find it kind of boring that I was just telling you about a wonderful night I had?
Not at all, and that's why I find it so wonderful listening to your show, because it's unpredictable. I could listen to the guy that sounds like Groucho Marx, but I choose to listen to you.
To each his own. Look, the fact of the matter is I have my own way of looking at the world, and I can only take so much of Obama and so much of politics, and then eventually I will revert to my poetic nature, and my poetic nature is meandering. It's a meandering soul that we all have anyway, and the soul is unpredictable. So it's when I let my soul roam freely, as I have most of my life, although I'm highly disciplined, I do have a soul that's quite restless. I've learned a lot along the way, and I've delved into an awful lot of things, and sometimes I have the ability to cook it up into a good verbal stew.
Well, it brings such flavor to your the broadcast. You're a man with a wealth of knowledge and experience, and I really appreciate the work you do.
Thank you. That's very nice. You see, an educated man knows. The others, they don't know what you're doing. You say educated, what, they have to have a higher degree? No. Just life's education teaches you that things are not as black and white as you may think.
Savage.
Hey, with us is Eric Stackelback. He's a conservative columnist and reporter for CBN News. He's on the Savage Nation today to tell us about a dangerous Turkish billionaire imam who is working against America's interests right in the United States. Eric, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael. Thanks. Always a pleasure to be here.
So who is this dangerous Turkish imam working in America?
Michael, his name is Fethullah Gulen. Now, this is a very interesting guy and a very interesting story I can guarantee you have not heard anywhere else. Gulen was born in Turkey, small town in rural Turkey. Through the years, he gained in stature. He's about 70 years old now, gained in stature inside Turkey as an influential imam. Now, he became very popular and built a movement throughout the 1970s, 1980s, 1990s. A lot of people call it a cult of personality. It is the Fethullah Gulen movement. Long story short, this is a guy who is a fan of Sharia law, all the prerequisites for an Islamist. Well, in 1998, he came to America, supposedly to seek medical treatment, but after he left Turkey, some people say, Michael, that he fled Turkey, he gave some secret speeches, which I'll get into shortly, which called basically for the overthrow of Turkey's secular government. He was later indicted on those charges by the Turks, but by that time, he was already living in the United States. He set up shop in the Pocono Mountains, of all places, Michael, in Pennsylvania, received a green card in 2008 from a federal judge. He's been here for about 13 years, and he runs a multi-million dollar global empire from rural Pennsylvania. You can't make this stuff up.
What do you mean he's dangerous?
Well, Michael, I think he's dangerous because I believe he is a practitioner, is Fethullah Gulen, of a concept called taqiyya. What that means in English is deception. You are allowed to lie to the infidel, lie to the unbeliever. He's been called the voice, the face of moderate Islam by the likes of Bill Clinton, who has gone on record praising Fethullah Gulen. He's met with popes. Pope John Paul II had an audience with Fethullah Gulen. He's praised by many academics, where I'm sitting right here in Washington, D.C., Michael, as the face of moderate Islam. But let me read you a quote from him. Some of his sermons, Michael, were secretly recorded in Turkey in the late 1990s before he came to America. Here's a quote from Fethullah Gulen made to his followers in Turkey. And I quote, "You must move in the arteries of the system without anyone noticing your existence until you reach all the power centers. You must wait for the time when you are complete and conditions are ripe. You must wait until such time as you have gotten all the state power, until you have brought to your side all the power of the constitutional institutions in Turkey. I have expressed my feelings and thoughts to you all in confidence. When you leave here, you must discard them." Now, I think that's a very telling quote, Michael, that was captured on secretly recorded sermons. Basically, what Fethullah Gulen was doing was calling for the overthrow of Turkey's secular government. Now, Turkey, in the past few years since Gulen fled, has become more and more radical and more towards an Islamic bent. But this was back in the late 1990s, Michael, when they were still a very secular government and fiercely guarded that secular nature of the Turkish government. He was basically calling for Turkey to become an Islamic government. And this is the main criticism of Gulen. He tries to blur the line between mosque and state. He wants Islam to play a much more active role in society. And I talked to experts in Turkey who follow his movement there very closely. And by the way, Michael, this is a movement that has 5 million followers worldwide. 5 million. And it's a multi-billion dollar enterprise, which includes schools, universities, NGOs, banks. Fethullah Gulen has his hand in a little bit of everything. And it's all happening, again, from Pennsylvania's Pocono Mountains. We gave him a green card. He's here legally.
He sounds more like a leader of a cult. I mean, is that what this really is?
Well, this is an Islamic cult. That's a good way to describe it. It is a cult of personality around Gulen, but with Islam as the motivating factor. And he is a guy. I talked to one expert, one national security expert, Michael, who said, look, Gulen is so influential. He's got so much money, such a large following, such a backing, that I could see him one day leading an Islamic caliphate, that union of all Islamic countries into one powerful bloc, which is a dream of Islamists worldwide to reestablish the caliphate. Gulen is that influential. Some people have said he's a modern-day Ayatollah Khomeini. He's coming in peace, and he's saying all the right things about democracy, moderation, interfaith dialogue, just like Khomeini did in the beginning before he took power. But Gulen, with the interfaith dialogue, Michael, this is another key point here. He consistently meets with Christian leaders, Jewish leaders. As I said, he met with Pope John Paul II. And this is, to his critics, this is all just part of the ruse that he has going on, the veneer of moderation. He says all the right things, but 70% of Turkey's federal police are followers of Gulen, credible estimates say. So there basically are the Gulenists running Turkey's federal police force. He's got schools, Michael, and this is a key point, schools around the country, in America, around the world, but 125 charter schools run by this Fethullah Gulen movement in this country, and the FBI is investigating these schools, Michael, reportedly, because some of the employees, and there's many Turkish teachers imported into America to teach at these schools, some of these employees at the Gulen schools are reportedly under investigation for funneling money back to the movement. And I have a great quote here from the WikiLeaks documents, Michael, came out a few weeks ago. The U.S. Embassy in Ankara, Turkey, is concerned about these Gulen schools in America. And I quote from WikiLeaks, this was from a report from the U.S. Embassy in Ankara, our embassy. They said, we have multiple reliable reports that the Gulenists use their school network, including dozens of schools in the U.S., to cherry-pick students they think are susceptible to being molded as proselytizers. And we have steadily heard reports about how the schools indoctrinate boarding students. So look, he's reaching people, he's reaching Americans through the kids, through the children, through education. That's their big thing. This movement is banned in Uzbekistan. It's banned in Russia. So there are serious questions about the true agenda of this Fethullah Gulen movement, yet our government gave him a green card in 2008, and he continues to function freely. He's apparently in poor health, Michael. I was there at the compound where he lives. I was in Pennsylvania in the Poconos. I talked to some of his staffers. I was given a tour of the compound where Gulen lives. It looks like a ski lodge, I'll be honest. It doesn't, you know, it's not some kind of terror training camp. It looks like a ski lodge. It's a very nice place, very scenic. There's even a lake. Gulen doesn't go on camera much at all, so we didn't get to talk to him face-to-face. His staffers were perfectly nice, but I got the feeling even some of them didn't understand the true nature of this movement. It really is a cult-like movement, and the final agenda, it's tough to figure out what exactly he has in mind. He's not talking about jihad, Sharia, the caliphate. Gulen doesn't talk about these things. He calls his movement the New World Islamic Order. I'd compare it a lot to the Muslim Brotherhood in that the Brotherhood masks their true agenda. They wear suits and ties. They're well-spoken, educated, eloquent. The Gulenists are the same way. These are not guys with flowing beards and flowing robes who look like radical Islamists. These are guys in suits, well-educated, clean-shaven. So I think there's some similarities there. And just like this administration and members of our government want to reach out to the Brotherhood as a so-called moderating force, which is insane, they also want to use the Gulen movement as a moderating force in Islam. And they've been targeted as well in this grand Muslim outreach strategy of our government.
Eric, thank you for coming on the Savage Nation.
Michael, thanks again. Always a pleasure to be here. And if you want more stories like this, the terrorist next door, the Islamist next door, check out my book, The Terrorist Next Door, How the Government is Deceiving You About the Islamist Threat. Came out May 2nd, Regnery Publishers. You can also check out my show, Stackelbeck on Terror, at cbnnews.com. Thanks again.
This is the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Liberal Democrat Congressman Anthony Weiner at a press conference today. He went on for 40 minutes. Listen to this.
Thank you very much for being here and good afternoon. I'd like to take this time to clear up some of the questions that have been raised over the past 10 days or so and take full responsibility for my actions. At the outset, I'd like to make it clear that I have made terrible mistakes that have hurt the people I care about the most, and I'm deeply sorry. I have not been honest with myself, my family, my constituents, my friends and supporters, and the media. Last Friday night, I tweeted a photograph of myself that I intended to send as a direct message as part of a joke to a woman in Seattle.
Sure.
Once I realized I had posted it to Twitter, I panicked. I took it down and said that I had been hacked. I then continued with that story, to stick to that story, which was a hugely regrettable mistake. This woman was unwittingly dragged into this and bears absolutely no responsibility. I am so sorry to have disrupted her life in this way. To be clear, the picture was of me, and I sent it. I am deeply sorry for the pain this has caused my wife, Huma, and our family, and my constituents, my friends, supporters, and staff. In addition, over the past few years, I have engaged in several inappropriate conversations conducted over Twitter, Facebook, email, and occasionally on the phone with women I have met online. I've exchanged messages and photos of an explicit nature with about six women over the last 3 years. For the most part, these communications took place before my marriage, though some have sadly took place after. To be clear, I have never met any of these women or had physical relationships at any time. I haven't told the truth. And I've done things that I deeply regret. I brought pain to people I care about the most and the people who believed in me. And for that, I'm deeply sorry. I apologize to my wife and our families, as well as to our friends and supporters. I'm deeply ashamed of my terrible judgment and actions. And I'd be glad to take any questions that you might have.
This is unbelievable to me. All right, let's move on. The fact of the matter is, sexuality has a central place in our psyche. So you say, well, okay, I don't want a college lecture today on the Savage Nation. I've heard all this, or I haven't. I'm not interested. Talk instead about Newt Gingrich or Rick Santorum. I don't want to do it. I mean, I am so bored of politics right now. You know, what will be, whoever runs will run. When the election comes around, I'll talk about it, right? I'm not going to talk about these, you know, who's going to run now. I mean, I'm not on Fox News where that's my bread and butter. I think that I would rather talk about something positive, which is if you're driven by sexual thoughts or urges, how have you sublimated them into something positive? I think that's what's important to think about. Not whether you're sick, okay, but how have you channeled your hypersexuality, so to speak, into something positive? Okay, that's an important discussion. because I would argue that all of civilization is built upon sexual energy, if you want to take it from a strictly... I am probably strictly, from a psychological point of view, a Freudian in that regard, even though I'm not a therapist at all. I never pretended to be, nor do I want to be. But if you were to ask me what school of psychology, Savage, do you follow, it would be Freudianism, because he was a giant. He was the founder of psychoanalysis. But even he had his limitations, and he acknowledged it. Even he once said, if I remember correctly, that not everything was about sex. And he once commented, you know, he said, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. Okay, so let's not get carried away. You know what I'm saying? I know many of you don't agree with Freudianism, but that's really not what the show is about right now. It's how do you use the energy, your sexual energy. New York City, WOR, Nando, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, you know, I'm a psychologist in New York City, and I agree with you that Freud was a giant in a lot of ways, but he did get some things backwards. For example, he assumed that the disturbance was sex-based. But a lot of people get disturbed first and foremost about other things like ego, their status, their anger, their rage, and then they employ all kinds of methods to...
Well, let me see. I'm not here to dispute you because you... Hold it. I'm not going to dispute because you know more about it than I do, but I want to see if I can follow your ideas. You said that the anger and the rage control them, but what drives the anger and rage is what I'm interested in.
I think... From a modern cognitive behavioral point of view, it's the stuff they tell themselves. You know, you and I can look at the same situation, and we tell ourselves different things. If your premise is one of, let's say, an unconstrained vision, you're more liberal. If you have more of a constrained, tragic view, you're more conservative. So both of us can look at the
Wait a minute, that was pretty glib of you. Wait, yeah. I want to hear that again. Let me hear that again. That was beautiful. Let me hear it again and see if I agree with it.
Well, this is a theory that's been out there, I guess, for like sort of a dozen years or so, which is that some of us have sort of a tragic view of life, which is that there are constraints on the world, you can't have everything you want, and those people tend to become conservative.
Hold on, let me think about that. I have that viewpoint, but I don't think that's why I'm a conservative. But okay, now give me the liberal viewpoint.
That's one factor. But then another factor is if you believe I can have it all, in fact, I deserve it all, and somebody should provide it, otherwise the world is wrong and unfair towards me, then you tend to become more liberal.
You mean that the world owes you a living, in other words?
Yeah. Right. Now,
all right.
So people...
But I would just add to this, since we're getting into the strictly political, that I was speaking with a boatsmith today, a man who came out and fixed some wood on my boat today. He's an expert in mechanics. And we were working together. I mean, I was watching him. He was taking out broken screws and fixing a broken rail. And he's a businessman. And he said to me, every businessman he knows on the Sausalito waterfront is ultimately a conservative politically because they don't like hyper-regulation and they hate high taxation. And they all love my show, is what he was saying. So in other words, even though they live in this liberal area of San Francisco and they work on the Sausalito waterfront in the boat industry, anyone in business recognizes that big government is against them. I don't think that has anything to do with emotions or sexuality.
But that's right. And people can get disturbed and then use sexuality. But even there, you know, if you have a moral view, which is everyone should be equal, then you're going to view injustice as anything that makes more money for one.
Well, I don't believe that. I don't believe everyone can be equal.
Right.
All we have to do is look at a basketball game and understand that there are some people who are better at basketball than others.
Right. Well,
okay, and then I apply that to every sphere of the world. You're not going to take everyone and turn them into a nuclear physicist, for example, or a surgeon. That's absurd. That's absolutely the communist point of view. And you know that went on in communist China after the revolution, which is what scares the heck out of me and makes me sick when I listen to these unrequited leftists who tell me that every moron in America can become a brain surgeon if only they were given the chance. That's utter nonsense.
I agree with you. In fact, that's called the moralistic fallacy, that because... I might be disadvantaged in some way, it's wrong, and therefore it isn't so. That's really a fallacy that says that if it's wrong, it isn't so, and that doesn't follow.
Well, you're a psychologist, and I have sympathy for educated people in this field, but I want to ask you said Freud had it backwards. Tell me how he had it backwards.
Well, he had it half right in that sex really not sex evolved to get our genes into the next generation. So in that sense, he was correct. But he said that he made these fixed rules about these stages that you have to go through, and that if you didn't properly go through these stages, then you'd be messed up in life and have a...
Oh, what, the oral, the anal, the phallic, et cetera? Yeah, that whole theory?
I think he made all that up. And but the reality is that when people get disturbed of various sorts because they put themselves down, or they put others down, or they put the world down, they get enraged, or they get grandiose, then they're so upset that they use different means to appease themselves, whether it's more regulation or hurting others or...
But what about in Freud's view that sexuality as the causation of all neurosis? Would you agree with some of that, or all of it, or none of it?
I think you got to be very careful. I mean, obviously, sex is important in the sense that it motivates a lot of what we do. Now, a lot of that is unconscious. He was correct about that, because let's say if I study painting or something, I'm not consciously thinking that this is going to get me laid. On the other hand, it might help me get that.
Well, what do you think people go to museums for?
Savage.